Our text this morning is Matthew chapter 5. So if you've got a phone, you can go to it, scroll to it, or if you've got an actual Bible, bring a Bible to church would be cool. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14, 15, and 16. Matthew 5 says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Let me pray for us. Father, we have opened your word. You have a message for your people here today and those watching online. I pray that we would hear it, that we would listen with expectation, knowing that you speak still today, and that we'd hear, even in a very surface-level sermon, the message that you have for us, the call to be a light to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this last week, we went into space. Some of you went with us. Kids, I didn't see. I heard some of you stood up. Can you show me your hands right now if you went into space with us? Oh, my goodness. All right. There's quite a lot. Some in the back over there. Excellent. So we went into space. We learned all kinds of cool things about, like, the sun and the moon and rocket ships. And you met Mickey Way, I heard, and he was a little weird, but whatever. And you heard stories about Jesus coming as king and Jesus coming as a baby and Jesus speaking with Zacchaeus and Jesus taking care of his mom. Remember that? All those different stories. So many cool things you've learned about, I think, about space and about God and about Jesus and something about shining. What is it? Shine Jesus' light. That's right, shine Jesus. Right, so shine Jesus' light. So have you had fun? Yes! Yes! Okay, seven of you had fun. That's good. That's fine. It's whatever. I think everybody probably had fun that was there, and we're going to hopefully keep having fun. Let me ask you this, kids only. Would your parents say that you're kind of a helper? Have you helped in things before? Tell me what you've helped in. What have you helped in, Keegan? You help mom with cleaning up. That's a great thing to help with. Very good. Who else is helping? What are you helping with, Susanna? Helping in the garden. That's perfect. That's a helper. Okay. What one? Silverware, putting away silverware or putting it out on the table, setting the table, taking it out of the dishwasher. That's a really good one. All right, what do you got? How do you help?
Helping dishes.
Helping with dishes. That's a great one. How do you help?
Helping with dishes.
With dishes? Everybody's a dish helper, okay? Anybody ever help mom just by, oh, I see one way back there. Okay, you have to yell really loud. Go ahead. Put waters in the refrigerator. That's a good one. Making the bed. Perfect. Or helping your parents. Does mom ever say, look, I just got a headache. Can you help by playing the quiet game? Anybody help with that one? Or help dad carry out boxes or help somebody move? Maybe your parents have helped in some kind of cool way. All right, what do you got over here? Nas, what do you got? How do you help? Folding your clothes. That's a big helper. Good. All these different ways to help. And your parents help in ways. Maybe they let somebody borrow their car. Or maybe they've slept over at your house. Someone has slept over because they needed a place to stay. Or maybe they're going out into ministries in this community and helping in different ways like that way. Helping is part of what we do to shine Jesus' light, right? That's what we're supposed to be doing. So we're going to talk about shining Jesus' light. And there are so many great stories about shining Jesus' light. And this one in Matthew is one of the main ones right here. And so there's this verse that says that you are the light of the world. But that's a little bit weird, isn't it? But, you know, we should go further than that. We should go back further than that. Because before Jesus says that you are the light of the world, he stands up and he says, I am the light of the world. He's talking about himself. Jesus says he's the light of the world. This is really kind of weird too. Like, is he a light? What's happening? But actually, we should go back even further than that because this whole light theme starts really early on in the Bible, right? Right there in the first few words of the Bible, God is there and all the darkness, and those of you taking the Genesis class, in the tohu vabohu, right? In the chaos, and he says, let there be light, right? And then there's light that shines out. And then later on, God is going to come and he's going to redeem his people, Israel. He's going to redeem them from Egypt. He's going to take them out in a giant fireball, a light ball, as he takes them through the wilderness in the darkness. And then he's going to create this tabernacle thing, right? First he's going to go up on the mountain, right? And there's going to be lightning and smoke, and this light cloud is going to be there. And Moses is going to go up and speak to him, this light. And then he's going to say, the whole reason we did all of this was so that we could worship God in the tabernacle, right? And even on the curtains in the tabernacle, he's going to sew stars in and things like that. It's going to be bright. In fact, when we get to the temple is going to have gold all around it on the walls. And that candelabra that shines the light is going to make it really bright, even when you go into the temple. It's this really bright place. And then you keep going, right? And God gets on this cherubim. He gets on this throne that moves around, that has lots of wheels and eyes and weirdness and rainbows that are surrounding him and rocks that are dazzling bright. All these different things that are happening. And it's all in this brightness. And then this one day, this star seems to come out of heaven and to shine over a particular place. And at the same time, or maybe not the exact same time, but around the same time, these angels are going to come, and they're super bright, right, sunshiny, and they're going to all say together, this child has been born. And Simeon, in the same chapter, in chapter 2 of Luke, he's going to take this child, and he's going to hold this child in his hands. The child is Jesus, by the way, right? Jesus. And he's going to say, this is a light to the nations. Like this great joy that comes, the light to the nations is here. And then, he's standing in that shiny temple with the lights and all that stuff. That's where he's at while he's holding this child. And then this baby's going to grow up, and he's going to stand on this other mountain with a man who had gone up the mountain to see God so much that he's seen God that he glowed, he shined, and another man who had gone up into heaven in a chariot of fire. He's going to stand there with these two people, and he and those three are going to be transfigured, be bright luminescence, glory is going to be emanating from them. All that's going to happen, and then Jesus is going to say, I am the light of the world. I'm the light of the world, which is just weird, because, I mean, is Jesus a light? I mean, is he like a light bulb? That doesn't make any sense, does it, Wade, right? No, he's not a light bulb. Is he a flashlight? No. Is he a candle? Light of the world, the light of the world. You guys met the light of the world right up there. Soul, remember? Soul in VBS. He's the sun. Maybe Jesus is the sun? I don't know. Do the planets all revolve around him? Does he make the plants grow? I mean, I guess kind of. Those are both true. But is he 23 million? Or is it 27 million degrees hot? Is he 93 million miles away from Earth? All these things that we learned, right? Is he all these things? Is he a light? And then he says, you're a light? Are you 23 million degrees? I don't know. Parents, grandparents, touch your kids. Are they 23 million degrees? So that's going to be really super hot. And he's not any of those things, right? But there's some sense in which he's a light. So here's the verse. Let's read it again. It says that he is the light of the world. So this comes, Jesus climbs up this mountain. And I don't know, he's probably sweating. It's probably hot out there in the Israelite sun. And maybe he's got a little water bottle. But, of course, he's changed it to Gatorade because electrolytes, just because he's God. He can do that. And he's up on the mountain, and he's talking to these people. And he's told them about the blessings that are going to come to them, come to people who care about justice and who are humble and lowly and people who care about peace. He's gonna care about all those things and say, here's what will make you happy if you care about these things. And then he's going to say, you are the light of the world. He's talking to them, but it really applies to all of us. You are the light of the world. And he's going to go a step further. He's going to say, you are a town up on a hill that can't be hidden. See, what he's trying to do, he's trying to say, light is about being able to see. You know that, right? If you're in darkness, you can't see. If you're a city that's hidden, you can't be seen. And the whole point is that they are supposed to be seen. See, a long time ago, God grabbed hold of a group of people, and he said, I want to chase away the darkness, the sin in the world. And I'm going to grab this group of people that live in this darkness, and they're going to shine so brightly that everyone will see them, and by seeing them, they're going to see me. That was the whole goal. And if you want to see people, you put them up high so everyone can see, right? Here I am. So you guys can all see me. And look, you shine a light, lots of lights on me, right? Because you want to be able to see me. It doesn't work real well if you can't see real well. So neither do people, you know this verse, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Okay, so what would happen if we made it really dark in here? Could we make it really dark in here, as dark as we can? You could still see me? Yeah, because there's still some light, isn't there? There's still some light. So here's our candle. Okay, you can't see this. Now you can, can't you? So now we've put a candle up, this is what the verse tells us, so that everyone in the house can see. Now, houses aren't usually this big in Israel. They're much smaller. And you'd put this in the kitchen. Maybe this has happened if the lights have gone out for you in your house and your mom or dad or grandparents, they've taken the little tiny candle and they've put it out, and maybe they've got one in the bathroom and they've got one in the main room and they've got one in your bedroom to make you feel comfortable. And if you did all that, would you take a bushel? Who knows what a bushel is? A basket? I mean, this is literally a trash can. Would you take a trash can and put it over the light? That doesn't make any sense, does it? For fire reasons, I'm going to open it up real quick. I don't want this trash can to catch on fire. No. Okay, we can give us a light again. Right? We don't... Like, more light. Yes, thank you. We'll do the other stuff later. Ta-ha, look! And Jay said, let there be light, and Edward made that happen. Okay, did I just compare myself to God? Can we just edit that out, please? Yeesh, that is not good at all. Okay, so here we are. Things got really scary in the dark, or they might, right? I may have walked right over the edge. Like, who knows in the dark, but we needed something to help us see. And so we lit this candle, and now we can see. But here I have this light, and I'm not going to put it under a basket because that doesn't make any sense. Because the whole point is to let everybody around us be able to see. And what do we want them to see? Well, in our house, we want them to be able to see the silverware so we can get it out to put the table. But what the verse is trying to say is we want them to see Jesus. We want them to see God. And if I want people to see, right, I'm going to certainly get a flashlight. Let's see, is this a flash? Yep, there's a flashlight. Here's a flashlight. I'm going to get a flash to help people see in the dark, or I'm going to get a candle. The whole goal of all of this, shining my flashlight, is to shine my flashlight on Jesus. Of course, I can't see Jesus. Jesus isn't here, right here, in the same way. So he says, okay, you guys, I want you to be the light that reflects. You're kind of like the moon reflecting the light of the sun. I want you to be my representatives, my light that is shining. The whole goal here is let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do you know what it means to glorify? Those are big words, aren't they? Even parents don't fully understand what it means to glorify, probably. Glorify God in heaven? Glorify is this, it's actually a very weighty word. It actually means kind of to weigh, but it also has this luminescence idea, this radiance idea, this light shining idea, glorify. In fact, you guys sing, especially in that other service over there, a lot of times you sing, praise God from whom all blessings flow, right? And that's called the doxology, and that word doxa is the word glory. Glory is about praising. It's about giving praise to someone. So this is what we're going to do. What does it mean to glorify God? What does it mean to glorify each other? All right, so I want to ask, I've got three people. I need you guys to come up to the stage if you're willing to help me out here, okay? So Naz, I saw you over here, Bolton, okay? And Morgan Lewis, I don't know where she is. Okay, wherever she is, come down, wherever you're at. And Thatcher Mahaffey. All right, I want you guys to come down. Come up the stage for me. I'm gonna get you a cool place to sit. Okay, you guys all chose the really far away steps. All right, that's fine too. Okay. All right, so one of you sits right here. Okay, just one. The other stand off to the side for just a second. All right, so this is Morgan. Okay, you guys know Morgan? You guys met Morgan? All right, here's what we want to do. All right, okay, hit it, Edward. I need a light shining on her. Super, super light shining just on her. Okay. All right, wait, let's see here. I got two lights here. I got another light. We're making lots of lights here. Okay. Okay, all the lights are shining on you. Are you ready for this? Now, I want anybody who knows her to shout out awesome things about her. What do you know about her? Amazing. You're amazing. Ooh, okay. She's nice. She's a great reader, I heard. What I hear over here? She's smart. Friendly. Okay. She's friends with your sister? She what? She's a good chimer. Oh, that's great. That's very specific. All right. You're brave for being on stage, right? Good. I heard that you're a hard worker at school. Oh, that's a great one. You do have a great smile. This is fantastic. And she's pretty? Okay, all right, that's enough for you, because you might take all the praise away from somebody else. All right, so let somebody else come up there. Okay, you can jump down. Woo! All right, Thatcher, you ready? Let me hear. Okay, what do we say about Thatcher? All the lights are shined on him. Helpful, awesome, what?
Good with animals.
Oh, that's a good one. It's very specific. What?
Sharp dresser.
You are a sharp dresser. Look at you.
Amazing hair.
You do have amazing hair. Man, you're a good looking guy. Yeah. It's fantastic. What? He includes everyone? That's a great one. Yeah, you're thinking about others. What?
He's kind.
Man, that's a lot of positive things to be said. Okay, so let somebody else jump in here. Who's next? Nas? All right. Good job. All right, Nas, let's bring glory to Nas. Ready? Go. What are we going to say about him?
He's
strong. I heard that.
He's positive.
I heard good hugger and positive.
Great smile.
Funny, kind. So many things I didn't hear. He's grateful. He's a great athlete. I heard that.
Lots of energy.
That's a good one. I see, some people wrote some stuff about you here. You can read and write in Spanish. That's kind of cool. You love superheroes, so we'll be best friends after that. And soccer and swimming at your grandparents' pool. Like, this is incredible. All right. Anybody else have other? Okay, yeah, let's just clap. Good job, man. That's fantastic. Okay, you guys can sit down. Wait, do I have four? Okay, wait. Do you want to do it too? You're just helping them come up here. Thank you. She's a great dancer. She's a great singer. She leads well in VBS. Yay! Okay. Thank you. You guys can sit down. You help make my point, right? Okay, you can bring me lights on. Thank you. The point of all that was that what we did was we brought glory to them. We praised them. Right? We gave them this light that was shining on them. And that's the way that we're supposed to glorify God. Although, I mean, how do you do that? Does it mean you just yell, you shine a light on them and then just yell stuff out to them? Like, okay, God, what? Actually, that's not a bad way to do things. I mean, it's a little bit weird, it's a little awkward, but we kind of do that, don't we? We come together and we sing songs and some of us raise our hands up as we're doing, because we know that God is in some sense transcendent and out there. So let's do that right now. I'm not going to listen to every single one of you, but say something about God. You're going to just say, God, you are the creator of the universe. That's praise. You are the redeemer of Israel. You're the redeemer of me. Go ahead. Good. You're so good. Just yell it out. Go ahead. Faithful provider, I heard.
Maker.
Yes, yes. Good maker. Yes.
Amazing.
Fortress.
Forgiving.
Yeah, powerful. Forgiving. Right. These are personal. These are all things that God is to us. He gives us family. His love knows no bounds. There's nothing we could ever do. Remember I said this? That could take his love away from us. He's the God of the mountain. He leads the Israelites out of slavery. He sent us Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. You know that beautiful song? There in the ground his body lay. How's it go? Light of the world by darkness slain. Light of the world by darkness slain. Bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again. It even has that light darkness theme. And then daytime, he's alive again. This is what God has done. And this verse could call us to do all of those things. But also, right here in the verse, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. They'll see your good deeds. So we're supposed to be people of good deeds. We shine Jesus' light by what we do. Maybe you're going to be kind to a teammate on the baseball field, soccer field, right? You're going to be kind even though everyone else is being mean. Maybe you're going to help a teacher. Maybe you're going to obey a Sunday school leader. You're going to help him or her corral the other kids. Maybe you brought some money to go to the Amani mission. These are ways that you show your light to others. So here's what's supposed to happen. We're supposed to. I'm not getting my Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm on a diet. That's not okay. All right? You're supposed to have a mirror. My mirror broke on the way over here, but I'll fix it one day. All right? We're supposed to have this mirror, and God shines down. We have that super bright light, or these are the super bright lights. Where's our spot? It's probably on already because these are blinding me to death. Okay? Oh, nice. Okay. So here's the spot, and I'm supposed to be an angled mirror to all of you guys. I'm blinding all of you. I know. I'm doing it on purpose. You're going to remember this. Ah! This is more fun than I thought. We might be here for a few minutes. I didn't picture it like this. Okay, we're not supposed to hurt each other. That's not the idea, right? So we're taking God's light. He shines it down on us, and then we reflect it out to the world. And then it hits one of you, and you see by my deeds, helping someone, being kind, right? Doing all those nice things for people that we're not just doing, but we're doing it in order that they would see Jesus. That's the whole point of doing it. If we're just doing it, then we're missing the point. So we shine our lights out, they see it, and then they take their mirrors and they, that's what the verse says, glorify God in heaven. They shine the light up. And so it's this constant whoosh, 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 whoosh. Do you get it? That's what we get to do. Isn't this kind of exciting that you get to do? Give me the lights for a second, even though I think all I'm going to do is pray. This is what it means for us to glorify God with our deeds and with our voices. So let me ask you, parents and children, grandparents, maybe none of those, whoever you are here today, how does your light shine before men? When you go out today, I said this in the Sunday school a few minutes ago, when you go out to the Loop, or to West End Cafe, or to the Dario this afternoon, or wherever you're going, how's your light gonna shine? How are you gonna be different so that they see Jesus in you? What's that gonna look like in this particular situation? When you go to work tomorrow, some of you aren't going to work tomorrow, but you probably get Monday on and then Tuesday off, how are you gonna show Jesus at work? Is that just doing your work? Not that there's anything wrong with just doing your work. That's more than a lot of people are doing. But what other ways can you show off Jesus? Can you remind them that this king has conquered the darkness and rose again? That's our goal in this world, to shine Jesus' light. Shine Jesus' light. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank you for this privilege you have given us to work with you, to shine your light to the world. What a joy we have in doing that. Lord, would you remind us, because sometimes we forget. Sometimes we're so entrenched in the darkness that we can't feel any kind of light hitting us so that we can even reflect it. Help us to see. Help us to see what you're doing in the world and to reflect that light out in wherever it is and all the messiness and the darkness of life, that you are moving, that you are doing something, that you're weaving this tapestry that on the other side looks beautiful. Thank you for this privilege, Lord. Even as we sing this last song, help us to lift our praise to you, to glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.